Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
According to a recent article in The Economist, a net zero global economy in the next few decades will require such an enormous amount of green metals that supplying them will create new fortunes and redraw the global mining map. I'm Aurora, reporting for Agoracom. And for investors seeking exposure to green mineral projects in North America, there are a few companies that offer both the commodity diversification and the exploration potential that New Age Metals provides. New Age Metals is a well-financed company focused on the discovery, exploration, and development of green metal projects. That also happens to have Eric Sprott, the billionaire resource investor, owning approximately 24.5% of the company. New Age Metals has two divisions, a palladium division and a lithium rare element division. On the palladium side, the company is developing a 100% owned multi-million ounce River Valley palladium project near Sudbury, Ontario, which is one of the largest undeveloped primary palladium projects in North America. On the lithium side, the fifth largest lithium producer on the planet has entered into an exploration agreement with New Age Metals to fund the company's lithium exploration in Manitoba, where the 2023 and 2024 budget is $7.3 million. The company currently has 14 projects and is one of the largest landowners in the Winnipeg River pegmatite field, with many of the projects located in and around the Tanco mine, one of Canada's only lithium producers. Now here's George and CEO Harry Barr to discuss the company further.
Harry, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks for having us, George. Good to be back.
Hey, I mean, you and I saw each other physically in Vancouver last week for the Vancouver Resource Investment Conference, a drastically different sentiment there than what we saw in 2023. And before we discuss some of the details about this company that you four has already talked about in the intro, big picture first, what is it that investors, especially new investors out there, need to understand about green metals and the impact they're going to have on our world in the next few years, this decade, and so on and so forth?
Well, you know, if you've been following the green metals industry, almost every major government in the world is basically now starting to protect and promote the green metal situations in their countries. Both the Canadian and the U.S. government have made announcements over the last year or so, even restricting companies from China to enter into deals on some of the green metal projects that we have here in Canada. So that's number one. Number two, you know, I think you'd have to be living under a rock if you didn't follow the electric car industry and what's happening there and how governments have mandated by 2035 that there would be no more diesel or gas engines and promoting the electric car industry going forward. So that is a big point for companies like us. We're really behind the curve in Canada in terms of finding lithium projects. And there are only a handful of platinum group metal projects, which are used. The palladium is about 85% of it is used in your tailpipe of your car and your auto catalyst. So two different types of projects in one company and definitely something that's looked forward to in the future here, having green metal projects.
Economist says that's going to create new fortunes and redraw the global mining cap. They're not just using hyperbole to sell headlines. This is what's actually happening or set to happen, right, Harry?
That's correct, yes. And, you know, like in Manitoba, where we're working, we'll talk more about in the future. When we got in there in 2016, 2017, we were able to acquire the biggest landmass around what became the first producer back in Canada here. It had produced in the past, the Tanco mine. So we were able to get in early and, you know, bring in a partnership to help develop that project. And as I say, PGMs are very, very scarce in North America, and we have one of the largest undeveloped projects of its kind there.
And you're focusing, I know you're North America, but a majority of your projects are focusing Canada. That's a major advantage for you, right, Harry? Because you already talked at the beginning about, you know, how North America wants better supplies from jurisdictions they can count on. But we just saw how First Quantum Minerals got a mine taken away from them in South America. So how big of an advantage is, as investors are listening or watching this, that you're primarily in Canada, which has got to be one of the safest mining jurisdictions in the world?
Well, I think that's a really good point made. I've had the pleasure to work in 9 different countries. And what I found in some of the countries I worked in, the more you develop something that was looking very good, the more either the local government behind the scenes or some of the very rich people wanted to take it away from you. So yeah, we purposely focused in North America, where we're on the same time zone, speak the same language, and have some of the best recognized mining jurisdictions in the world.
So let's talk about what you guys offer, because what I love about New Age Metals always is you're not a one-trick pony. You know, you're not George Colm just lithium, or you're not George Colm just nickel or something like that. You've got 2 great divisions. You got the PGM, which we like to call the palladium division, and we'll talk about that in a second as why. And we got the lithium side. So let's talk about the PGM, the palladium division there, where you've got your River Valley project, which is one of the, you know, largest projects in North America. What should everybody know about that? Why is that such a crown jewel in the New Age Metals portfolio?
Well, first of all, palladium is scarce, and this project has some other elements we're going to talk about besides palladium, but it's about 70%+ palladium. We are just 100 kilometers road accessible, drive a brand new car to the site out of Sudbury, in one of the best mining jurisdictions, being Ontario, in the world, and where you can get permitted to build a mine. We also have 2 long-standing agreements with our First Nations people in the area, and continue to meet with them on a yearly basis. Several times a year, we'll be meeting with them for lunch coming up here at the PDAC in March, the world's largest mining convention. So just a great place to do work. Over the years, we've developed a multi-million ounce resource. We've recently completed a PEA on it. But what I want people to understand is we have 16 kilometers of mineralization. And each time we go out and do a program, George, we find new targets that need to be drilled. We have now 4 major targets that are in and around the existing resources we already have. So there's never a guarantee in this business, but when you're drilling in and around an existing resource, and you're drilling very close or underneath or beside what you already know you have, these are very, very good targets, and will most likely add a lot of new ounces to the project as we go forward. This is a year we'll probably look for the first time for a partner on the project. We have a fairly good treasury now, about $3.5 million, but we'd like to bring in a partner. We own 100% of the project, and I've done 43 deals with major mining companies. We'll talk about another one coming up here on our lithium division. And so we know how to do deals with majors. And in fact, we're just preparing a blast out to our palladium platinum list, and it'll probably go out next week, with the hope of having a Zoom meeting with some of them, and then meeting them at the PDAC in our hospitality suite/meeting room coming up the first week of March.
And you've had the River Valley Palladium Project for quite a while, but the advantage is it's like great real estate. All during this time, it's done 2 things. It's both appreciated value because, you know, as the world needs green metals, it just becomes more important. And you keep growing it slowly. You just keep growing the size of it, right? So it's fair to say that you're in a bit of a catbird seat, because even though you'd like to get a deal done soon, it seems like the longer you hold on to it, the bigger and richer it gets, right? Is that a good way to say it?
If you can picture 16 kilometers almost in a straight line of mineralization, where probably less than 20% of it has even been drilled. And of that 20%, there's probably a good 5 to 7% of it that we're finding these new closely related, right beside existing resource targets. And we had to decide in the last year or two, do we keep drilling, which I wish I had the money for? We had to either do that or complete a updated preliminary economic assessment. So we decided to go that way. A lot of what we spent was dollars that would give us the information we spent dollars on will also give us the information we need for a lot of a pre-feasibility study and even a feasibility study. And we're starting our fifth year of environmental studies, so the project has quite a background in that. We'll have an announcement coming out next week on that. And so it's a funny project in the sense that it's already big, but could get a lot bigger. And that's why I'd probably like to bring in a partner right now, probably the best opportunity we've seen for juniors. You and I discussed that when we were at the conference last week. But I said, if you looked at good management teams with good projects that had money in them, investors like Mr. Eric Sprott, and you found 10 of them, you can probably buy those 10 between 10 cents and 20 cents. And if you could buy either 100,000 shares or 1 million shares of them, 10 different projects in a year or two, I would say quite a few of them would look much different than they do now, because our industry has been beaten up for 3 years in a row now.
So speaking of partners, one thing I've always talked about on AgoraCom is third-party validation. And what I mean by that is, for 99% of us at home, we're not geologists. You know, we look at your drill results, we hear what you have to say and other CEOs, but we really don't know at the end of the day if GeorgeCom, you know, Nickel or Harry or New Age Metals, Harry New Age Metals, we don't really know who's who at the end of the day, right? So we put our faith in the numbers and speaking to guys like you, but that's why third-party validation is so important. So one, Eric Sprott owns, let's round it up to about 25% of the company, a little less, but I'm just kind of rounding up there. That's unbelievable. And then you've also attracted, now I'm going to switch over to the lithium side, Mineral Resources, which is the fifth largest lithium producer on the planet, as your partner. So the question I have for you is, what should that tell investors? We're not going to talk about the lithium yet, but what should those two things tell investors about what New Age Metals has to offer to them, given the fact that you've got the arguably the biggest investor of all time in Canadian history in the resources space as a major owner of yours, and the fifth largest lithium producer on the planet as a partner of yours on the lithium side? What is that? What should that tell everybody?
Well, I think in terms of Mr. Sprott, a lot of people follow his investments. And I know we've got quite a few shareholders in the last year or two because he is involved with us. So I think that's a major value, validation of who we are and what we're doing. In terms of our lithium project, landing Mineral Resources did a couple things. It adds a tremendous amount of credibility to what we're doing. But more importantly, George, the agreement we have in place is an agreement that would take us to production and could save tens of millions of dollars of dilution of us selling stock. We do dilute what we have in the ownership of the projects, but we don't have to go out year after year. For example, right now they're funding a $7 million investment into year three of our arrangement, including a 15,000 meter drill program. So for us to have raised that money in this market, it could have cost us 100 million shares to do it because of the crazy low price we're at.
So let's talk about the quality of your lithium assets. What can you tell us in layman's terms about your strong position? Because you've got, you know, you 100% own them. They're 40. You have about 14 projects. You're one of the largest landowners there, and you're around the Tanco mine. So let's talk about how strong your lithium side is that attracted Minerals Resources as your partner.
Yeah. In my early days with another company I owned some shares of, I helped a group put together some properties down in Nevada. That was in the 14-15 range. And it got me thinking seriously about lithium. I attended some key conferences and I really saw that there was going to be a real need for it going forward. And so I knew that Manitoba had an ex-producer, the Tanco mine is now producing again. And so I asked a fellow that I was on his board of directors, who do I talk to who knows Manitoba lithium projects that can help me put together a land package there? And I was lucky, he came up with a name right away, and he's now working for someone else, but he was the ex-head of exploration for Tanco. That's the mine that's in production. So he and I put together in the first couple of years some very exciting properties. We're early in, we're able to stake a lot of them. We did acquire a couple from prospectors too, and really tie up the largest land mass in around that Tanco mine with 11 projects over 20 some thousand hectares. We have recently, this time last year, tied up three other projects in the northern part of Manitoba too. So altogether, we've got about 75,000 hectares, and we have 14 projects. 11 of them are joint ventured to the large company that you've been talking about, Mineral Resources.
So we know, on, for example, on the palladium side, that the River Valley Palladium Project is pretty mature. It can continue to grow, but it's pretty mature right now. You look for a partner to kind of, you know, do to kind of finish that off and take it through the last mile. What's the goal, though, on the lithium side? Because you're pretty early into this partnership, right? There's $7.3 million being spent. Once that $7.3 million is spent, how much do you think you'll know at that moment? Because it seems like you got a lot more work to do there, which is great because you've got so much. You know, what's the end goal there, you think, time-wise?
Well, breaking down the $7 million, $7 million came from our partners, and the $300,000 was a pure grant given to us by the Manitoba government. Another proof of what we were talking about earlier, that there are larger and larger sums of money we wouldn't have seen a couple of years ago from provincial governments and federal governments that are we're getting the junior mining company. So that's the $7.3 million. We did a lot of work on some fairly grassroots properties this summer, George. We were out there in the field doing geophysics. We were doing ground proofing at crews of geologists, three or four of them at a time, times three or four groups out at a time, and did several thousand assays from surface samples and rock samples and you know, basically some trenching, etc. So that led up to a drill program where we decided to drill 15,000 meters on four different projects. One of them had an old...
That's massive, right? 15,000 meters.
Well, unless I hear different, to date this year, it's the largest exploration program in lithium in Manitoba.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's massive. That says a lot.
Yeah. And a lot of that is for drilling. There was a couple million spent on the ground proofing, and the bulk of it's for drilling. So that's what we're doing right now. We have four properties to drill. One of them had drilling in the past, had a non-43-101 old resource in the 50s. This is our third program on it. So we'll be drilling more of that and hopefully putting together over time a resource on it. And the other three are basically grassroots drill attempts to try and find something new with good numbers coming from the surface, but no drilling in the past.
You got 14 projects there. Are there a couple? Are there a few that are looking really, really good? What can you tell us about the ones that are, you know, start to percolate to the lead in the pack of the 14 or so?
Yeah, all we really have from three of them is surface samples that were as high as 4% lithium. You know, some samples lower than that, obviously. And the drilling is really going to tell the difference here as to what's happening on those three properties. As I say, the other one had, you know, a non-43-101 resource that was done in the either 1949 or 50. I kind of forget exactly, but around that era. And so hopefully we'll be adding to what we've done there in the past, and that should be the first one that starts to come up with numbers in the next year or two. So it's early days in what we're doing. We do have those three properties in the north. We did sign a second deal with a small Australian company on one of the three. So it's basically being financed by a junior from Australia. And this will be the first year that anything happens on it to speak of. And we're looking for partnerships for the other two northern ones. These are big chunks of land, George. They're as big, if not bigger, than all of what we have in the south in the 20 to 30,000 hectare range. There's a lot to be done up there too, but a little more remote, you know, a little more northern, but, you know, a lot of interest so far in other companies looking at what we're doing there.
So is it fair to say with all that information, I mean, there's so much more we could talk about, but we don't want people at home to start nodding off with, you know, a geological speech and drill results, all that. But is it fair to say, Harry, that New Age Metals, A, is a strong of a position as it's ever been in, and that's saying something because you've been in a strong position for a long time, and B, that it's, in your opinion, one of the more attractive green metals, you know, public companies out there right now on the small cap side?
Yeah, I think the big distinction is that we do have the two different divisions. So if you're buying one share of the company or a million shares, George, you're buying into both divisions. We do have a good treasury. As you mentioned, we have Mr. Sprott as a major shareholder of the company. And really, you know, you got to look at timing. We've been kind of beaten up the whole junior mining industry for 3 years. And it doesn't usually go past four. I've been through about five of these cycles in my career. None of us like it, but it does provide an excellent opportunity to be buying into a company like we're talking about at all-time lows.
And despite the difficulty the last couple of years that you just mentioned, you're financed, you've got no debt, you're drilling. So that says a lot right there, right? You're not burdening shareholders with constantly trying to find money. You said you're about $3.5 million there in the bank. Yeah. You've got no debt and you've got great partners. So compared to most, Harry, that I see, and we're just, you know, spitballing between two guys, but you're in a great position financially, and that's so important in an environment that's still a little bit tough to raise money for most companies.
Well, that's true, George. We have turned down money recently because of our stock price and the dilution, you know, that we would have. But we've got enough to keep going through this year and early next. And our goal has always been to be a prospect generator, put some money into acquiring these properties, do a little bit of field work, and then bring in a partner as soon as we can using their money and stopping the dilution on terms of selling shares. So we're going to continue to do that. As I say, we'd love to find a partner, but we don't need to on River Valley this year. And that could bring in a lot more exploration. We will dilute our interest in the property, but we own 100%. And we'll continue to look for partnerships for our other projects that we have in the company.
And speaking of River Valley, could you just mention it? What I love about it, I've driven to it. Literally, I can get in my car, drive from, you know, northern Toronto, so I don't give myself away, but be up to the property with a coffee in hand and drive right onto it in just a few hours, right? That's unbelievable. We all think about, well, because I can't speak for Winnipeg and Manitoba, but man, usually when we think about mining and exploration projects, we think about helicopters or going through the, you know, logging roads for hours on with some Jeep or something like that. But with River Valley, you just drive right up to it with your Tim Hortons cup in hand.
It's an excellent location. And for the viewers that don't know Sudbury, Sudbury is the biggest mining center in Canada, probably the biggest mining center in North America now. We're 100 kilometers away. So we've got their universities, we've got all the technical people, we've got assay companies, drill companies, metallurgical companies, environmental companies, all right there. A little bit to be said on our southern Manitoba, George. We're only an hour and a half to the east and west of Winnipeg, and almost everything we have is road accessible. So we've got very good projects there too. The northern ones, not so much. You know, they're more helicopter or plane. But one of the three is definitely road accessible. There's a road cuts through it. But two of the big ones are not as accessible in the north.
Well, Harry, congratulations to you and the team on positioning New Age Metals in a really great spot to take advantage of what's going to be the green metals rush in the next year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I don't see it stopping. And you've got the company really well positioned. Congratulations on that. Continued success. And can't wait to have you back maybe after or during PDAC, because hopefully at PDAC even more happens, because that tends to be when things happen. We'd love to have you back again, my friend.
Well, thanks for having us and love to get back. And yeah, we'll see you at the PDAC, George.
For everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening to my podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform, to Harry Barr. He's a CEO of New Age Metals, trades in Canada, NAM for our friends in the US, NMTLF. For those of you looking to do your due diligence, get to the company's website, take a look at all the information there, because if you believe in the future of a net zero, global economy, net zero emissions and net zero carbon global economy, then you've got to take a close look at New Age Metals. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap podcast.